Sam Miller and Ben Lindbergh are lifelong baseball enthusiasts and writers who produce a daily podcast on the sport called Effectively Wild. And it was a wild chance that found them acting as off-field directors for the low-level minor league team in Sonoma last summer. That experience, in which they used data-rich analytics to suggest everything from roster choices to pitching matchups to creative defensive alignments, is the subject of their recent book, The Only Rule Is It Has to Work. Recalling the season, Miller says what they did was to bring the full range of modern tools to a basics-only operation.
Doing things like shifting a lot. We were doing a lot of advanced scouting. We had PitchFX, which are the high-tech cameras that are in Major League Baseball stadiums that track pitches. We had all that stuff, and a lot of that is not anything different than what the Oakland A's or any other Major League team are doing, but we had to bring it in and build it from scratch. It almost felt like somebody had dropped us into a time machine, handed us the keys to the 1935 Cubs or something, and said, you're a wizard from the future, see what you can do.
Lindbergh and Miller tried to apply a data-driven approach to the actions they recommended, although it was actually up to the team's manager and players to implement them. But Sam is quick to point out that data includes far more than just statistics.
I like to give the example of when you go to your refrigerator and you pick out the carton of milk, you glance at the expiration date, and if you see that the date is approaching or past, you might take a sniff, take a very cautious taste before you pour it all over your cereal, and each of those is a data point.
And the players' abilities and personalities also became a central part of the decision-making process.
The psychology of the players is really important because they get to where they are because they are extremely skilled at getting the most out of their ability. I don't think it's enough to say that they were born strong or with better ligaments. It's that, but it's also the fact that they're able to perform at something close to 100%. And if you come in and do something that is going to reduce their ability to perform at 100%, it hardly seemed worth doing.
The Stompers are part of the North Bay's independent four-team Pacific Association. They play a 76-game season with teams in Vallejo, Pittsburgh, and San Rafael. It's a small world, which Miller found to be a mixed experience.
It was much easier for us to scout the entire league, and it was much easier for us to pick up relevant information on teams because we were seeing them so much. The downsides are that everybody kind of gets sick of each other, and it can be hard to make every day feel fresh when you're playing Vallejo for the ninth straight day.
He also discovered that the rhythms of the game feel different when it's an every-night event and seen from the player's perspective.
There is a ton of downtime, and in that downtime, you learn a lot about each other, have a lot of entertaining conversations. You learn a lot about the sport because you're watching it all the time with other smart people. I just have great memories of sitting out there in the fifth inning and you're waiting for the tense parts to start. And you build great relationships and you spend so much time with each other that you never really forget those conversations.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.